It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome to Payday Friday.
Oh, it's going to be traffic.
Traffic, and it's the aftermath of Valentine's.
I know. Today, yung mga alumna dates today.
Yeah, the ones who are the
mistresses, the legal ones.
Yeah.
They all, and they say, motels are packed on the 15th.
On the 15th.
Just as much as the 14th. And well, alumna.
But you know what? It was funny because when we were going home around past 9, right?
No traffic.
No traffic?
No traffic. It's so weird.
Just 3 hours earlier, I just saw the posts on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
It was heavy all around. And then by 9, I guess they were in the restaurants already.
I guess it's, believe it or not, that time was still maybe too early.
Yeah, right.
Maybe people didn't go home until, kasi syempre it's Valentine's.
You yeah.
Don't have dinner at 6 p.m. You know?
Right.
Syempre mga mag-uuwian pa yan and... mag-uuwian pa yan and dress up, take
right.
a bath. So I guess the dinners were a little late.
We were just so surprised that there was absolutely no traffic at 9
yeah.
something. Well, but in any case, it is a Friday.
Yes.
And a day before our book signing tomorrow.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a busy weekend for us as well.
Yep.
But it's all good. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
Yes.
And today we have a top 10. It's going to be fun because we're going to be talking about childhood games. We're
okay.
talking patintero, tumbang preso, Chinese
bahay-bahayan.
Bahay-bahayan.
Agawan base.
Jackstone.
Yes.
Tex.
Pico.
Pico.
I love Pico when I was young.
Did I say patintero na?
Yes.
Luksong baka.
Any childhood game.
Chato.
Yeah,
Chato.
Tex.
Tex. You know, everything. Jolens,
you know.
Exactly there. So... it's like stories about it. For example, yung nag-iya ka mag-Chinese garter with the boys. Tapos bilang na-realize mo wala ka palang suit na panty.
Okay.
Okay. That's sort of those moments that we're looking for. What were those children's games moments?
Okay.
Now we're asking you to hashtag it, of course, with hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sigilang. Kasi di ba when you're a kid, sometimes the biggest... like obstacles to having fun is
your
mom.
Mother.
She doesn't want you to play because, you know.
Well, it's for many things, she doesn't want you to get too hurt, too dirty, too tired.
I know, and
you know.
Don't you wish na parang each time you said, "Ma, lalaro lang ako with the kids," that she would say, "Sige lang."
Right.
Diba? So that's why we want you to hashtag it also. Sige lang.
Sige lang.
Because, you know, how we wish our moms were like sige moms. That they would just like let you play every time you want to play.
Because I remember my mother was very, she would let us play in the rain.
Oh, my mom's the complete opposite.
Yeah, once it starts to rain, all five of us would go outside and she'll even let us like take a full bath in the rain.
Wow.
Get wet and then, you know, play around and then... if it's still strong enough, shampoo our hair, soap our bodies. I mean, the
like bahala kayo, you can.
And I'm looking back now, she was pretty lenient.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she was like, oh, you know, and it was always the five of us.
Edion, she was a sige mom.
Yeah, when it comes to that, when it came to playing in the rain.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of moms are not like that.
My mom. I mean, and my mom, because is a germaphobe.
Mm.
So for her, and I guess we all got it from her because, you know, she was very, you know, careful not to, for us to get whatever virus or germs out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes kids need to experience.
And it's yeah, there's so many... reasons why you should let kids play.
So, sige lang.
Sige lang.
That's our hashtag for today. So, today, if you want to join the top 10 children's games moments.
Okay.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sige lang in all your tweets.
All right. 6:13. We'll start with this.
Best FM
radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to February 15, 2013. It is a Friday weekend. My name is Del. I got the news. You know, I saw this the other day in an entertainment talk show.
Yeah.
It's very, very shocking. All
right. Bizarre.
Right.
Bizarre news.
South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius has been charged with murder after his girlfriend was shot dead amid police reports of previous domestic incidents at his home. The 26-year-old sprinter was arrested in the early hours of Thursday after his model girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, was shot four times at his residence in Pretoria, South Africa. Initial reports suggested the 30-year-old model let herself into the property as part of a Valentine's Day surprise, and Pistorius took aim after mistaking her for an intruder. But South African police spokeswoman Denise Boeks insists the story did not come from an official source. Briefing reporters outside Pistorius' home, Boeks said the force was very surprised by speculation suggesting Pistorius mistook Steenkamp for a burglar, insisting, quote, "These allegations did not come from us."
Wow, and what a shame, because he's the first double amputee to compete in the Olympics.
I was so surprised when I heard it, because they did say that he really thought it was just a burglar.
Yeah.
Well, this is like, what, 10 years ago, 11 years ago when I was in South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine did say, it's like living in Manila times 10.
Yeah.
So they say it's very dangerous at certain, like,
areas.
You know in certain areas. But people are always like locking everything.
Yeah.
Locking everything. Their windows, let's say, for example, you go to the United States or somewhere in Europe, like in Germany or in France or in Italy. You know, the back door, the back window, people don't close it.
Yeah.
Because they don't expect intruders. But in South Africa, they do.
One show that I love watching on Animal Planet, Animal Cops. It's usually like Animal Cops Houston, Animal Cops Las Vegas. There's one that's Animal Cops. I forgot what city, but it's in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough.
Yeah.
If you watch it, because these are like enforcers, they're police, but they specialize in like only animal cases, like if there's a case of animal abuse,
right?
And they really say that you know, the flavor in South Africa is very
different. Very different, yes.
And they're not just dealing with the wild animals; they're also dealing with people who own the animals who could get violent.
Yes.
And
actually, that's
the
thing.
And they were saying it's really tough. It's a tough neighborhood.
Even in Johannesburg, for example, where it's the main city. It's like Metro Manila.
Mm-hmm.
They do say at certain times, if you're a tourist, you don't stay in a place after a certain time, like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
And
when you watch it, it really looks scary.
Yeah.
Like the parang yung slums area nila.
Mm.
I mean, like, just looking at it, you know, if you could judge a book.
Is it the townships?
I'm not sure, but if you could judge a book by its cover.
It's scary.
Just looking at it, I wouldn't go there. I would not dare go there.
I was taken on a tour, and we saw this. What was explained to me was called a township.
Yeah.
And it's a huge plot of land that's like our squatter's area.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But they say not even cops go in there.
There.
Because nobody could find you. If they didn't want to find you, I mean, if they didn't want you to be found, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nobody would know.
Like, there's this area
here in Manila.
Very near Intramuros.
Yes.
They, my brother was telling me, he used to have a trucking business, that even cops don't want to go there.
Yeah.
And they stay away from that area.
So, you could understand why he might have mistook the person as an intruder.
Yeah. But the cops are saying they don't.
No, for
by
sure.
Well, it's not coming from them.
Yeah.
And he never really said, not yet, But he never really said. It's like from a source.
From a source,
citing
right.
the police. And the police said, no, 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 that didn't come from us.
Right. Well, the thing here is there have been reports of previous domestic incidents.
That's what they were saying.
In his home.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that you would say that he mistook her, but then there were cases of incidents.
Other incidents. Mm. What those incidents are, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But for now, what a tragic, tragic story.
And it's shrouded. And both. People concerned had very bright futures ahead of them.
Mm.
That's what makes it extra tragic.
Right. Anyway, that is the news, the first one today here on the show. You've got us until 10. Let's keep each other company all the way then. For now, this is The Morning Rush, live and airborne right here, right now on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Okay, I'm having a bit of a problem. You're going to have to hashtag Sigilang everything that you're sending us, even if it's not a Top 10, because I can't seem to load more than 7 minutes. At a time.
No.
After 7 minutes, it jumps. It goes to here. Okay, after 7 minutes, it jumps to... where is that? It jumps to like 2 days ago.
What?
Yeah, so the only way I can get to your entries is to click on the hashtag.
Oh, no.
So even if it's, let's say, not necessarily about the top 10, it's a comment or it's a whatever,
just
please put it there, because... It comes out if I click on the hashtag. But if I put sa connect or mentions...
Yeah, it's not there.
It jumps.
Oh, man.
It jumps. So, could you make sure to just hashtag everything, please? Because I'm getting it from there. All right, but anyways, here we go. Let's do this. The top 10 children's games moments. Let's start off with... let's see here. AJ Serenity says, sa agawan base, kapag bato lang yung base, pwede mo siyang buhatin.
That's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess.
Kasi di ba usually it's a car or a...
Or a post.
A wall or
yes,
a post.
Yes, or a corner.
Basta something that doesn't move.
Or a corner of a staircase.
Yeah.
Yeah, the banister. Oh, I remember that. We used to play that Boys Against Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in grade school.
Avria Chocolat says, dun sa baril-barilan, dapat pag binaril ka, patay ka na talaga. Iba kasi tumatakbo pa, nagtatago pa.
But, you know, kids will do that.
Ito, I don't know what this is. Si Kuwenker says, you're playing Batuhan de Bola?
I've
never played that. Eh, wala kayong mahanap na pambatang bola, kaya ang ginagamit niyo basketball. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, siguro para siyang touch ball. Ano yun? Touch ball?
No, the one where they...
Bato ball?
No, the one where they're supposed to hit you with a ball. Yeah, what do you call that?
Touch ball.
Is it touch ball?
Hit ball. Oh, anyway, imagine mo kung basketball yun. Ang sakit kaya nun.
No, plus it's heavy.
Yeah. Chenong says, yung ice water kayo, pero kalaro nyo si Freeze ng Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And AJ Serenity says, in langit lupa, papagurin mo muna yung mga hindi tayo bago. Ano? Yung mga hindi tayo bago mo pabababain sa lupa para madaling tayain. You know, I'm the worst person to do this top 10 because
yes.
I have never played any of these games.
Do you know langit lupa?
No.
When you say langit, everybody goes on top of something.
Like a rock. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I forget
like
this
a bench.
Now. Uh-huh. And... if it's hard for them to get to like an elevated area that the if person gets to chase them.
If you're not on top of anything.
Yes.
And what if you're playing in a field of barley?
You have bigger problems. You might have been lost. You're a different country.
And there's nothing you can stand on. So it has to be a lot of stuff na pwede mong tungtungan.
Like in school, for example.
Yeah, mga benches.
Yeah, benches or tables or stairs. Tapos pag sinabing lupa, everybody goes down and then it's a free for all. The it person gets to chase anybody.
To chase everyone.
And then they'll say, langit, lupa.
Ah, okay. Now, si Kawengtar was saying, Yung ang morbid pala ng mga chants namin. Nung bata ka, it didn't seem to mean anything.
Okay.
But when you're bigger, you realize, langit, lupa, impyerno, saksak, puso, tulu, dugo. And you realize how violent the chants actually were.
Just like the fairy tales.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The real fairy tales.
And Tammy Boy says, yung naglalaro kayo ng agawang panyo.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know these games. Pero imbis na panyo, panty ang
I think it's like a agawan base, only there's a cloth.
Ah, parang ano, flag football.
There you go. There, diba? There, yeah.
You're like trying to like steal a piece of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
ang tanong, kung nakataas yung panty,
nakasuot o kung...
Sino yung nakahupad?
Nakahupad.
Sino yung commando?
And Avria Chocolat says, pag luksong baka, tapos ikaw yung pinakamataba, natatawid sa likod ng kalaro mo.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you're heavy. Going over me. I don't think so.
I never liked that.
Luksong baka.
Yeah. It's so uneven. I feel like it didn't appeal to me at all.
I don't even know how it works. It's like what? The cow jumped over the moon.
Like, you know, when we were, like you and me, face to face, and then we'll have our hands instead of Chinese garter.
Yeah, but that's tinik.
Tinik ba yon?
Because the hands are like tinik.
Luksong baka. Ah, no. Luksong baka is when you're supposed to hold the back and then
jump. Like
there
your
you
hands
go.
Are on your knees,
yes.
You're hunched over, and then they'll jump over you from behind. Mm-hmm. They'll take you from behind.
Mm-hmm. Not
and,
take you from
okay.
No.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. And AJ Serenity.
It's just been so long since I played these games, I don't remember.
Diba? AJ Serenity says, bum sack. Sabay-sabay kayong sasaksakin nung taya para magpanic at di mabanggit yung names nyo.
I don't know this.
These are violent games.
Violent. Very violent.
And also, okay, let's see here. Avria Chocolat says, luksong baka, pitik bulag. Pag natalo ka, bubulagin mo na yung kalaro mo.
I don't know that.
Why do they sound like serial killer games?
But I think it's really like that.
Ay, ito si Mad Matt Mark. Taguan. Thank you. Okay. Finally, a game that we know. Pero taguan ang feelings para sa isa't isa.
Wow.
Tsaka medyo older na yan pag ganyan.
Oh, hindi yan kids games.
Hindi na kids game yan.
Wow, it's
and
been
then,
a while.
Lobsky says, yung kunwari matutulog ka tuwing hapon, tapos i-escape ka para maglaro. Pag nakatulog na rin yung nanay mo. Kasi nagnanap rin yung moms.
Yeah.
So, i-escape ka para makalaro mo yung mga
friends
mo.
We couldn't do that.
I know, us too.
You
would so get caught.
Yeah.
And,
did your mom ever count to put you to sleep?
No.
Because our mom Our mom did.
Actually, it's not my mom. It's our yaya who puts us to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. And,
I never understood that. I find myself doing it to Cooper. Like, when I don't want him to do something and he doesn't listen, I'll start counting. One. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Why am I counting?
Like, what makes it so...
scary.
Menacing to them if you started counting? No, because usually, at the end of it, you punish them.
Yeah.
If I get the zero and you still haven't done what I wanted you to do, I'll spank you. Or something like that. So usually that's why you're counting. It's useless if you get to zero and you do nothing. Russell says, yung dala-dala ko ang chinelas pati ng buong pamilya ko, pati kapitbahay namin para lang panghagis sa tumbang presa.
Ah, right. Because you need a lot.
A lot of slippers.
Lot. Uh-huh.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, children's games moments, comes from... let's see here. Wait, let me choose first because I'm the internet is going crazy.
And also first batch, we're getting it off the internet.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from Night Santi.
Night Santi says,
yung agawang base, tapos yung tipong mayayakap mo yung kalaban mo. Ay. Ba't parang mga manyak na kayo bata pa
lang kayo?
I remember as kids,
children's,
you don't think of these things.
No, not at all. Actually, you never think of the boy as like something
as
else other than normally an enemy.
Yeah.
Immediately, if they're boys, they're your enemies.
Actually,
and then something
that's
happens in puberty and it's totally different.
Because like I remember as a kid, some of my bullies were the girls.
Talaga?
Yeah. And I didn't see them as girls.
Parang ngayon lang si Gino, bully mo.
Exactly, a girl. Diba? So that's what we're looking for. Like, can you tell us those funny stories that happened?
In moments.
While you were playing children's games.
Right.
All right?
What happened to you? Because sometimes I know, for example, well, this is not really a children's game, but we'll count it in. In our school, this guy, they were playing basketball.
Yeah.
But the court was near a fence.
Oh, okay.
And the ball went over the fence and he tried to save it.
Yes.
And yes, he got, you know.
Sumabit siya dun.
Sumabit siya. His jaw.
Impaled
by the.
Okay.
See, those are moments too.
Yeah.
Child's play.
All sorts, okay? And so that's what we're looking for. If you want to join us, make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sigilang.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm clicking on the hashtag today.
Right.
It won't load. Yeah, it won't load.
All right, so again, don't forget to use hashtag Sigilang.
Yes. All right.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top 10 children's games moments.
Nice.
And let's start off with
bringing back memories.
We have so many.
Okay.
We have to, you know.
Is it able to load now?
No, I'm just
using
hashtag. Yeah.
Okay.
Si Kawengtor says, "Yung saya-saya yung naglalaro. Kahit anong laro." Tapos titigil lahat kasi may nagdala ng Tamagotchi. Everybody stops.
And that's
everyone's
funny,
amazed.
Because from a really active game, all the kids now sit down and huddle.
That's the death of these children's games. When we had PlayStation.
Right. But I don't
computer
think,
games.
But I really think that it's not a replacement. It's an addition. It's another game you play. But I think kids really need to be able to play in a physical way.
They should.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. Sometimes it is becoming a replacement. That's why I think it's nice to introduce these games again.
Yeah.
So that they're hey, this is fun.
Remember when we did Mars?
Yeah.
Taping, and then they made us do all the kid games. Kiddy games, and we were like, we don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do it, it's just fun.
I know.
It's just fun.
Juice Blank says, "Nung 90s, di ba scheduled ang brownout? Kaya hapon pa lang, nakaschedule na ang tagu-taguan, maliwanag ang buwan, extravaganza namin." Magtataguan sila in the dark. Ang hirap naman.
But I guess it made it live, you know, you could live through the difficult times because you had
it's
something
fun
to look forward to.
Diba? Saturagi says,
I think grown-ups can mag-DTS through the brownouts, but kids,
they need to do something.
They need to do something.
Saturagi says, yung habulan, tas nadapa ka, pagtatawanan ka. Pero, pag nadapa ka, tas nakita nilang may sugat ka, ikaw ang bida. Ikaw ang pinakasikat.
It's true. Parang you have like a...
Ako, not me.
What do you mean?
Parang sa akin, it's the end of the world. Pag nakasugat ako.
What?
I don't have good memories of sugat. For me, sugat is like, I'm dying. And I'll have peklat on my legs.
Bata pa lang, exage na.
And I don't want to have peklat on my perfect legs. I didn't want to.
No, you should let... I don't know. I'm being told.
And I'm allergic to pain. Kaya nga takot ako umibig.
Nox! Ibig ko naman na ibig.
Actually. Ibig slash.
Well.
And actually, si Kawengtor sent something similar. Where was that? Sorry, OMGN pala. Yung pag may sugat ka, hindi ibig sabihin tanga ka. Ibig sabihin, nag-enjoy ka.
Yeah. For
diba?
Kids, yes.
You had fun. AJ Serenity says, "Injolence." Nakaka-amaze talaga yung mga tinatawag na miracle shots. Yung sobrang layo mo na, tapos natatamaan pa rin. Actually, sa amin yun, ball jack yun, di ba? Di ba, Holland is like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Pero if you launch it from above,
mm-hmm. Ball jack.
Ball jack yun. Kasi bald jack kasi parang usually babasagin mo talaga yung jaw lens.
I remember they would make indentations in the ground.
In the ground. It has to be flat, mm-hmm. No grass. Tapos a little indentation.
Yeah.
One of the few games that I actually played.
I never played it, but I would watch my brothers do it.
Yeah. And it's really the boys.
The boys.
No,
Tex.
Parang the...
Remember, do you ever play Tex? And yeah. What's that?
You know, my favorite text was, The Longest Day. It's about, because it's usually parang comic books.
Yeah,
yun.
It's a comic
per
book.
Square is like a frame.
Yeah.
World War II. Tapos kinokollect ko siya kasi I wanted to know what happened.
Shows his age.
No, not while it was current. Siyempre,
kala
ka hindi
mga Hapon.
No, but it was about like the story of World War II.
It's funny because like back in the 80s when you say text,
yeah.
It's the kids game.
Yeah.
Here, now in 2013, it's SMS.
Yeah, it's text.
Text.
Diba? Pero dati pag text, yun talaga yun. Eh. And then 143 Red Angelo says, yung tatawagin kang burot.
What does that mean?
Nung kalaro na laging taya sa tumbang preso. Pag lagi kang taya, burot ang tawag sa'yo. Burot.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
that's of course, Chico's mind goes somewhere else.
No, I'm just saying.
B-U-R-O.
Yeah, kaya nga.
T.
Baka akala mo kasi barat.
Ako. Ako pa talaga.
Di ba barat yun yung pag yung...
Ikaw, yung barat.
Yung ano, yung tawad ka ng tawad.
Si Gino was like, one time, he's like, si Chico, kuripot na. I was like, well, he's very frugal. Let's just say he's very frugal. Siya mahitig man libre, no? He's very frugal.
And OMGN says, ito depende sa childhood mo. Red high heels yung ginamit mong pambatong sa tumbang preso.
Galit ang nanay mo. Sige lang.
Sige lang. Marky Boy says, yung habulan, tapos pag matataya ka na biglang sisigaw ka ng time purse.
Ang daya ng mga
ganun. Ang daya ng mga ganun. And I Am Ozzy Cat says, beauty contest. Game. Pero ang gown namin, mga kumot at kurtina ni Lola.
Yeah, we did that too.
Really?
Yeah. My brothers would get a towel,
mm-hmm.
and then tie it on the, and pretend he was a king.
Yeah.
And then I would be like a beauty queen. I'd do the same, a towel. It's like a cape.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be like, you know, the...
Because they don't wear capes in beauty contests anymore.
Not anymore. Before they
diba?
Used to.
Oh, nga, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, right? Why would you put a cape? It's so
superhero-ish.
Tapos naka-bating suit ka naman.
Hindi. They don
right.
When they're wearing the long gown.
Oo nga pala. Jyoti says, yung palakihan ng mapapalobong bazooka bubblegum. Pero yung pinakamalaki, puputok yun namin sa mukha nila.
Oh.
Diba?
And even the, what's this? The plastic balloon.
Plastic balloon. Pero at least that one.
Which is known to be dangerous, they say.
It doesn't stick naman to your face. Kasi bubblegum talaga, it really sticks. Eh.
Especially the local ones. I remember like local bubblegum would always stick on your face, on your skin.
Yeah.
Pero the one time you go to like, pag may pasalubong,
mm-hmm.
from someone who came from the States, their bubblegum is always like, it never sticks to, it's like one whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Yeah.
At saka yung mga cheap na bubblegum,
stickier they are.
Yeah, and also, after a few minutes, they're so hard to chew.
Yeah. Oo nga. Diba? Kasi
Texas.
The others, wala nang lasa, pero it's still soft.
It's malleable.
Yeah. And Madmat Mark says, yung uso pa yung text, pag binasa mo yung kwento, bastos pala. Kaya kinoconfiscate lagi ni Mama. Meron pa ganun. Lahat ng text na alam ko, they're just like yun, World War II or I don't know, something.
Adam and Eve.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, yung habulan kayo, tas natapilok ka. Sabay bangon ka agad at declare Miriam Kiambao, 22, Philippines. Alam na.
Alam na kung ano siya paglaki.
Lalo na kung puro kayo lalaki.
Tama siya, di ba, Miriam Kiambao?
Alam na. Hindi pong nadapatas bilang pagtayo niya, Miriam Kiambao, 22, Philippines. Alam na. Russell says, yung habulan, bawal ang baliktaya. Oh, that's so
of
stupid.
Of course, yeah.
Why would you tinaya ka tas bilang syempre your proximity would be very close.
Pero our ano,
bawal talaga ang balik.
When we used to play that, bawal 'yon. You set the rules at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. You can't taya somebody who just taya you.
Actually, it's funny because you really see kids at work. They're like grown-ups.
Yeah.
Like making rules together before
actually,
something.
Actually, pwede kayong kunyari. Okay, let's say tayo, naglalaro tayo with other friends. Tinaya mo ako. Tapos may hinahabol na akong iba. After that, pwede na kitang habulin.
Yeah.
Even if ikaw yung tumaya sa akin. But not immediately after you taya me.
Right.
Di ba?
Right.
May mga ganun pa siya na parang manghabol ka muna ng iba. Then pwede mo na akong habulin.
Kailangan you give the taya.
Enough time
to run.
Yeah. And Ilad Villanueva says, tumbang preso, hindi pa uso ang Havaianas nun. Wala pang Havaianas nun. So, ang chinelas na gamit nyo, Rambo or Islander kasi makapal.
Or Spartan?
Spartan. Yeah. And then the Dazara says, bahay-bahayan, lalaki ka pero payag kang ikaw ang nanay kasi crush mo yung tatay.
Alam na. Sige lang.
Sige lang. And the top, children's games moment comes from Mr. Goobster.
Mr. Goobster says,
yung awkward moment na nung bata ako, I was riding the bike blindfolded, feeling daredevil. Ayun, nasubsub yung gulong, yung harap na gulong sa gitna ng legs ng labandera na.
Kasi naman, what were you
thinking? It's awkward. Medyo awkward yun. Kasi...
Pero sige lang.
Sabi sa labandera.
Sige lang.
All right, the top 10 children's games moments. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Let's look back at your kiddie games. Or you can tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include both hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sige lang in all your entries.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Guys,
it's time again for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. All right, here we go. The news. Rihanna was the original choice to perform on Fun's hit We Are Young, it has been revealed. The song's producer, Jeff Basker, told MTV that the Diamond Singer was the first name on the band's wish list when looking for a female vocalist. Fun scooped up the Grammy Award for Song of the Year for We Are Young at Sunday ceremony. They said, quote, who can we get? And I said, let's get Rihanna. We were shooting for the stars on everything, and she was kind of a muse, but everything works out for a reason, and Janelle Monáe worked out to be the perfect choice, unquote. The band at the stage had put out one obscure record, but they were still aiming high with pictures of Rihanna hanging all over the studio while they recorded. And the Barbadian superstar still came close to performing on the song, according to Jeff. Someone tried to reach out, and I know she heard the song and liked it, but I think some wires just got crossed, unquote. Jeff also revealed that the beat for We Are Young almost made it onto Kanye West and Jay-Z's Watch the Throne album, but the rappers decided against it, using it as it didn't quite fit.
You know, I love stories like this because sometimes we get so disheartened when, you know,
things don't go our way.
Things don't go our way. Sometimes it's, you know,
for a reason.
You're getting something better, much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look at the success that they've had. And they were just peddling their beats or their songs. And who would have thought that they'd actually run away with Song of the Year?
And they made such a huge impact on the Grammys, the recently concluded Grammys.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see them on stage, and then it rained.
Yeah.
On stage. Mm-hmm. And then it was funny because when they were receiving their Grammys, they were like, I know with HD you can see our faces and it's obvious that we are not young.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
then,
cute.
And then he was saying, they were saying that their climb to where they are at that moment, which is for now the peak of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
It took them 12 long years.
Wow.
12 years.
And we always say like, oh, it's the new band, you know, not knowing that they've been there for 12 years.
But also like Hollywood actors and actresses, when they break out into the scene, make a mark, what people don't know is they've been working so long. Remember Jessica Chastain saying that?
Yeah.
Like she's lived through being passed over again and again
over and
again.
Over, yeah.
for years and years and years, and then, you know, one time, you only need one time to hit that sweet spot of getting exactly what you need to make it.
And it's all good. Like, did you realize that one of the actresses who auditioned for Fantine's role, but was rejected, obviously, because they went for Anne Hathaway, was Scarlett Johansson.
Good thing.
What I'm saying is, even like A-listers, you get rejected. Mm-hmm. You know,
actually,
you have to deal with this kind of stuff all the time.
Do you know who was supposed to play Neo in The Matrix originally?
Mm-hmm.
It was offered to Will Smith.
Whoa.
Will Smith was offered, but he passed over the... He passed. For The Matrix and opted to do what's that, Wild Wild West?
Yeah, Wild Wild West,
which was a flop.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Well, I didn't see it at the time that this was going to be a big hit." But you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, and
True.
It was so good for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock, her Oscar The Blind Side
was for
supposedly
Julia Roberts. Yeah, Julia Roberts.
And wow. Julia passed. She got it, and she's like, "Well, thank you, Julia."
Yeah.
Sometimes being second choice is not bad at all.
And sometimes it's the very thing that will make you number one.
Exactly.
Being second choice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's keeping me hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why I love stories like this.
Yeah.
And remember the whole story, last nepo. The whole, I will always love you. No. Unbreak my heart.
I hate that song. Sorry.
I will always love you.
I talk about hate. Like, I cannot stand that song.
Oh, there you go. Unbreak My Heart. One of the biggest hits of
Tony Braxton.
It was supposedly for Whitney Houston. Then accidentally, Tony heard it in the studio and then begged the songwriter, "Give this to me instead."
Well, I would have wanted to hear
Whitney's version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? So you'll never know.
Stories like this make you hopeful and make you trust in the universe a little bit more.
A little bit more.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got C&D all the way until 10 today. Join us here on The Morning Rush on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
This is RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are looking for the Top 10. The Top 10 Children's Games Moments. And of course, we're asking you to hashtag it, hashtag sigilang. Kasi parang, di ba, we want our moms to say sigilang every time nagpapaalam ka for you to play.
To play, exactly.
So, si Kawengtor says, yung bola na you were using sa game na Sipaan de Bola, napunta sa bahay ng masungit na lola. Actually, kunyari, napunta sa bubong ng kapitbahay, napunta sa... It's
What's
so
that
difficult
Disney
to
movie?
Get it back.
What's that Disney movie? The House?
Yeah.
Where, you know...
Monster House.
There. I mean, they were always scared when their toys land in
the cranky
neighbor's lawn.
Diba? And it was always a problem. Kasi, the doorbell ka pa, maghihingi ka pa ng permission to get your toy.
It was my Lola who was like that. She was very cranky.
Really?
Super duper cranky. And you know, she was very Spanish looking.
Mm-hmm.
And she had olive skin and all white hair. Now, think of my mom. You know, you find my mom beautiful, right?
Yeah.
My Lola was more beautiful than my mom. But she had a tendency to look, because she was cranky all the time, to look like a witch.
Because very sharp features.
Very sharp features, and, you know, always, like, eyebrows furrowed, and always, you know, shouting at someone. And the kids would always be scared when she's around.
I remember the one that always went to the kapitbahay, the toy of mine. Those para siyang fake bird. Para siyang fake dove. yung may pakpak siya na you wind it up and then when you let it go,
it flaps
its wings.
Was it the cheap toys?
No, I bought it in Italy.
Sorry na. Sorry. wow. Alam mo, I was about to say, bumili rin kami niyan sa crossing. Oh, sorry, Italy.
Promise. I'm not making it up. We really bought it in Italy. And, you know, near the Colosseum, they used to...
I feel so poor and kawawa. No, because, can I just tell
you? I'm sorry, it's true though.
I know you have these expensive toys, but when I was young...
Expensive toys.
Because when we were young, we would be crossing the overpass and crossing with my late aunt. And on the floor of the walkway,
the footbridge.
Yeah, overpass. You would see like turtles, toy turtles that you wind up, and then if you let it go, it starts to move.
Yeah.
And then birds. You wind it up and then you let it go and it flies. Just for a little bit.
Yeah.
So sorry na kasi hindi kasi
ito talaga. Lumilipad siya. Kasi in front of the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
They really sell these doves na parang, I forgot pa what they called it in Italian. Parang there's a term for it, for the toy. So I bought that. So yun, syempre ba, it's from Italy pa.
Sorry na, okay?
So when it flew to the cheap bubong of the kapitbahay.
Alam mo, you're so matapobre.
No, I'm not.
You really are.
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
Can I just tell them what you said about a certain...
No. Okay. So when it flew to the like,
no, I'll say it,
to the Kalawangian, like, ano, bubong of the kapitbahay.
You know, one time he said,
"Don't."
I can say it.
No,
you were kidding.
No, so I mean, yes, looks, I was kidding.
Okay,
but,
so he looks out into a sea of.
Ay nako, don't.
What?
You can't say that story.
Sabi ng mga Bangkok crushers, pwede daw.
No, okay. No. Off air, you can, but
no,
not.
No, I'll say it.
Don't.
Why?
You can't. Ay nako. Anyway, so you had to ask permission pa from the kapitbahay to get your Italian dove on there.
Italian dove, sorry. Yeah. And there I was like, yeah, I have that too. Oh, sorry, it's made in Italy.
Yeah. Kasi they really sell that. Kasi nga in the Colosseum, de parang it's so open. There's a lot of open space. So they had a lot of flying toys. I don't know why, but they always like sold those really nice toys. But you can fold pa the wings. It goes in a box and...
Well, I feel all the more worse about my childhood comparing it to yours.
To my Italian dove.
I know your Italian fake naman, huh?
Kahit na.
You said it was a fake bird.
Yeah, it was. Anay sa puso mo says, yung paglaro mo the whole day, pag uwi mo, yung white na sando mo, kulay putim na. Hindi puti, putim.
But that's exactly why... Some moms don't allow their kids to play. I know, you know, I see this all the time because, of course, now I'm a mom, right? And I see Cooper out and I see other moms tell their kids not to play and they're in like super clean clothes with a little bimbo on their backs.
Yeah.
And they're all like hair fixed, may palba sa like the neck.
And miserable.
And miserable. No, it's true. They're miserable because they see other kids having fun.
Yeah.
And I've learned, like, I really learned to just say, it's okay, let him play.
Sige lang.
Just go ahead and, yeah, sige lang, just play. And then once you get home, we'll clean you up. We'll give you a bath. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be ready
you'll
for
be
bed.
You'll be okay again.
But, yeah, kawawa naman those kids. I always thought you were like that, though. You were one of those kids who weren't allowed to play, which explains why you're miserable now.
No, I hired a kid to play for me. Oh.
Again, sorry.
I had a PA.
Wow.
Para, oy, I want to play, ano, maglaro ka ng patintero. Gusto ko maglaro. And then,
ano yun, avatar mo? What?
Yeah, sige, maglaro ka. O kaya, kunya, gusto ko maglaro, pero maputi. Ikaw mo maglaro.
Because you're also a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Which you got from your mom.
Exactly. And ako mga kalaro ko, Grolliers, Book of Knowledge, yan yung mga kalaro ko. Kiko Monster says, very similar. Aalis ako ng bahay na bagong
Alam mo,
dito.
Kaya ka naging crazy eh.
Because of that?
Yeah, you know how people are who are in, what do you call that in prison when you're just all alone?
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement. They go crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to see the outside world. That's what happened to you.
Alam mo ang game ko? Pupunta ako dun sa pool area namin. Maghahanap ako ng Bigfoot.
Sorry na. Okay. Kayo na yung may pool. Ame. Kanal.
Why? Di ba everybody has one naman?
Oh, so?
No, seriously. Parang, imagine mo, I'd go, kasi syempre parang, di ba sa swamp si Bigfoot? Well, not si Bigfoot, si ano ba yun? Basta that creature in the swamps ng Florida. I watched the documentary, yung si Spock, In Search Of. So, syempre, swamp yun, di ba? So, the only body of water na malapit sa akin was our swimming pool. So, ang gagawin ko, pupunta ako dun sa mga bushes, maghanap ako ng Bigfoot. Maghanap ako ng mga footprints. Yun.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Okay.
That's how I spent
sa pool area nyo?
Sa may pool area.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Tapos, pagod na ako, ilalabas na ni Yaya yung sandwich and juice. Kasi napagod ako sa aking Bigfoot hunting.
Oh my gosh, you're such a brat.
I didn't ask her to bring it out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't. Ano na yun? Well, my mom, I guess. Pero paglabas ko, nandun na yung merienda ko.
Pero that's why you're ano... You're like how you are.
What?
Eh, kasi hindi ka natuto, like growing up. Paano makibagay?
What? Nakikibagay naman ako eh.
So mga things. Because you know when you play, that's really one of the things that children learn.
Mm-mm.
Social cues. You understand how to fit in a group.
I know how to fit in. Pag ako nataya, uuwi na ako. Di ba may mga ganun? Ako yun!
Yun!
Like, I'd love to join, pero pag ako na yung taya, parang ayoko na, uwi na ako.
See? Yan yung nakakainis na kalaro. You're the nakakainis na kalaro.
Or pagtaguan, tapos ang hirap nilang hanapin, uuwian ko sila. Kaya lahat sila nasa likod ng bato.
I know, which made you very unpopular.
Yeah, nobody wanted to play with me.
Understandably.
And Kiko Monster says, yung aalis ka ng bahay, bagong ligo ka. Pag uwi mo, meron ka ng suot na necklace na kulay itim.
Yes, I remember bag. That. It's so gross.
Irvin says, nag-doktor-doktoran kami. Tapos sabi namin, dun sa kalaro namin, ang galing umakting ni Popot. Yung pala sinisijure na siya talaga.
Oh no.
And yun, na-confine siya. Kasi remember, you're supposed to like act out a sickness.
Yeah, yeah.
So they thought he was just such a good actor.
What they didn't know was he was really sick.
He was actually sick.
Oh.
Toffee Lee says, tatalon kami ng kapatid ko sa kutson hanggang mapagod. Maya-maya, nakaharap na kami sa electric fan.
Yeah.
And then maya-maya, hika ng abot namin. That was the progression.
Right.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 children's games moments comes from I am Alex E.
I am Alex E says,
yung langit lupa game, parang it was so fitting kasi pagtanda namin, langit ka, lupa ako, at impyerno ang naging buhay natin.
Wow! So deep!
Grabe naman yun. All right. The top 10 children's games moments. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sigilang.
RX931.com.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today, the children's games moments.
Right.
Okay. So let's start off with Cheno. Yung naban yung luksong baka sa school namin. Kasi one time, may taya. Tapos, nung tinalunan siya, di ba nakatungkod yung hands mo sa tuhod mo? And
right.
You're bent over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're bearing the weight of whoever's jumping over you.
On your knees.
On your knees and your arms.
Arms.
Hindi kinaya nung siko.
It got dislocated?
Lumabas yung buto.
Oh my gosh!
Pero that's weird, ah.
Sobrang bigat naman.
Yeah, or sobrang hina nung buto.
Right.
That's a little too
much.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, I know that's the full body weight of your playmate, but it can't be that.
Maybe he was weak.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And Mr. Goobster says, gusto mo maging taya sa Marco Polo? Kasi may excuse kang manghawak kung saan.
That's true.
But ang daming bata naman.
That's just looking back, you know.
Ay, nako.
Plus, I think for kids, talaga, there are kids who wake up to those things
yeah?
earlier than others.
Well, I guess. It's just weird.
Hey, you know what I found out? I was browsing the web. Did you know that children retain only 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, 30% of what they see, but they remember 90% of what they do?
Oh.
That's why when you play, you learn.
Because you're doing
it. You're doing it.
You're not reading about
it. You will remember it more than just reading about it or seeing it or hearing it. 90%, you'll remember it.
Ah.
Oh. But like they say that experience is the best teacher.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And laughter is the best medicine.
And time is gold.
That's true. And Ilad Villanueva says, naalala niyo ba yung pag meron kayong hindi kabate? Ang linya lagi is, somebody will say, may naririnig ba kayo? Tapos sasabihin ng isa, wala, hangin lang yata yung nagsasalita.
Yes.
It's very early social control.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny because when I reached college and I took anthropology, they did say that ignoring someone is one of the harshest ways.
Punishments.
Yeah, punishment.
One of the harshest punishments a society can impose on anyone.
On anyone.
And as early as kids, when we were kids.
We do it to each other.
We were already doing it. Yeah. And that whole thing, yung nagsasalita ka, tas, oh guys, laro tayo. May naririnig ka ba? Ako wala.
Grabe.
Oh
and
my
it,
gosh, it's so cruel.
Doesn't it hurt so much?
Yeah, like you don't exist.
Well, parang life now.
Diba parang yung like the song Invisible Man?
Yeah.
You're invisible, you don't exist, you're not a human being.
I feel like that
being.
Sometimes on Twitter. No! I do, but I do, I really
ka?
Do. Uh-huh. I feel like people don't care. Why?
Diba?
Maybe they really don't.
Coco Hernandez says, yung maglalaro ka ng Kara Cruz para masanay ka sa sugal na tinatawag nating buhay.
No!
Grabe naman.
No, but actually, to take it in a serious way, kids play because they try to mimic grown-up scenarios. That's why you play bahay-bahayan.
Yeah.
Because someday you'll get
you
married.
Will.
Yeah. You'll actually be a mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm. Lobsky says, yung pag nakakita ka ng earthworm, lalagyan nyo ng asin.
Oh yeah, we
tapos
did that.
Tapos pagpatay na, magfa-funeral kayo para sa earthworm.
It was my...
But it's weird. Why would you have a funeral for something that you killed?
Nick, well, comes with it, diba?
I know.
Because it was my brother who taught me that.
Yeah.
Sam. To put salt on.
We also put salt in, suso.
Yeah, slugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get the shell. Diba, pag kinuha mo na siya sa shell, it'll go in the shell na.
Yeah.
Tapos we'll put the salt inside. But you can't hide from us.
Kids can be cruel.
Oh, yeah. Some of the most cruel creatures in the world are
kids.
Rambalagta says, my mom would always interrupt us while playing to serve us merienda.
Wow.
See, I told you. Wow. It's the same thing with my yaya. While I'm playing, she'll come out with a juice.
Senorito! Senorito chico!
Yeah.
Ito na ang juice mo.
Diba? Oh my gosh. I remember those days. Tapos manonood na ako ng Sesame Street tsaka Electric Company. And then nilalabas na nung yaya ko yung snack ko, which is calamansi na hinati in half with salt.
Yan yung merienda mo?
Yeah, that was
so
my favorite.
Weird.
I would put half the calamansi in the salt and then squeeze the juice in my mouth.
Ugh, that's gross.
I love that. That was my favorite.
I hated that. I hate sour things.
Alam na yung sasabihin nung, alam na ng yaya ko yun. Pag sabi ko na, yaya calamansi. Iha-half niya yung, siguro mga 5 to 10 pieces. Iha-half niya sa gitna. Tapos isasaw-saw ko sa salt, rock salt, and then squeeze.
Weren't you
the
also
juice.
The child who ate like pieces of butter?
Butter cubes.
Butter cubes?
Iko-cube nila yung butter, tapos kakainin ko siya.
Oh my gosh, you're so weird.
I love that.
You know, if you were my child, I don't know.
Diba?
Pero, papaluin kita ng papaluin.
I don't remember the butter cubes though.
Were you spanked?
Maybe I was really, just by my mom.
You were spanked?
Yeah. Not by my dad though.
Ah. Okay, we were spanked by both parents.
Yeah. My brother and my two sisters had memories of our dad spanking them.
Yeah.
That's why I never did.
Because you were menopause baby?
Yeah.
I remember when we did something, all five of us, we would be called out. That means Savant Trap family, like in Sound of Music.
Yeah.
My dad would do the same. He'd call us
by name.
Yeah. Bimbi, Paul, Mars, Pinky, Mars. I mean, Arcel, go upstairs. And then we'll go up to their bed, to their bedroom, and we will all lie down on our tummies next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
All five of us, we would fit in the bed, and we would get a spanking. One whack, all five of us now.
So I'm malising sa dulo.
Yep.
Because you know, if you know physics, the one
yeah,
that has the biggest, like a diameter of the swing,
mm-hmm.
would be the most painful.
Yeah, the bunso and the usually it's my sister.
Yung pinakadulo.
No, yung panganay. Yeah.
Yeah. Dalawa yung malas.
Yeah.
Yung malas. And Mad Matt Mark says, naglaro kami ng patintero. Na aksidente yung friend ko, nabali yung braso niya. Pero sa ER nung tinanong siya, ang sinasabi niya, basketball yung injury niya. Pero actually, patintero lang. It's just it sounded so much better. James Adrian says, while we were playing Pico, I mistook a piece of dog poo as pato. Kasi it was flat.
Do you know what's the best pato for Pico?
No, I don't know even how to play Pico.
You don't?
I don't know what pato is. Alam pato,
pato is
dog.
Like, no, pato is like your marker. You know, board games?
Yeah.
Okay, like that.
Yeah.
So you'll know which block you're on.
Okay.
So the best pato we found out was the balat ng saba.
Oh, yeah.
And then you fold it, you step on it, and then you use it as your pato.
As your pato.
And it lands where you want it.
It's because hopscotch.
Yes. Sorry na. Hopscotch pala. Sorry.
That's what I know, hopscotch.
That's what you know.
If it's hopscotch, then okay, then I guess I'm familiar.
You're
with
supposed
it.
To go through the levels.
Yeah. So diba parang 1 foot, 2 feet, one.
No,
foot.
1, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh,
and
ganun.
Then you turn around. So after you do that, you put the pato on the first level, which is the one step.
I know it in theory. I have never played it.
So you just go up. So the first step, when you're starting, you have to skip that. So you have to go to the second step. You have to jump. Now remember, you advance with every block.
Level.
Yeah, with every level. So if you're already on the top level, you'll have to jump. Actually, not the dulo. More of the third and the fourth.
Yeah. So hopscotch is the same.
It's the same.
Okay.
You never played it?
No.
Do you know in BGC they have like a park?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And they have a pico, like a painting on the floor?
Yeah.
On the ground? You can play that.
Oh, okay.
Pero pag nilaro ka doon, nakalain nila second child. Ay, si Chico second child?
We should. Let's go to BGC.
Diba? Teach,
kahit one game lang. I've never played pico. Ever, ever, ever.
Uh-oh. We should.
Okay, and the top. Children's games moment comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
yung sasabi mo sa yaya mo, yaya, book a flight na to Israel. Kasi my friend said we're playing trip to Jerusalem.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Parang Chico lang ang peg.
I know, right? Diba? Please book a flight to Israel. Tas you re-ride pa, ano, El Al. That's their plane there.
Wow, El Al?
Yeah.
Do they still exist?
I don't know, pero that's what we were. El Al.
We never traveled when we were young.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, we used to travel more when my dad was alive.
Mm.
It's harder to travel with...
with a dead
with a corpse. I mean,
you're so morbid.
No, I'm just saying.
I can see you through the, you know, your x-ray with a coffin. Dad ko yan, dad.
I mean, obviously.
You're so morbid.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, obviously we would travel when he was still alive.
No, the only trip I remember that we ever took was to Nayong Kalikasan.
Oh, in Laguna.
I know. Is it Nayong Kalikasan?
Like Kaliraya.
Is it Nayong Kalikasan? I think so.
Yeah, that's in Kaliraya. Nayong Kalikasan.
No, Nayong Kalikasan.
And that's, we where, had to that's where they filmed Apocalypse Now.
Oh, because my dad's client was this big shot.
Yeah.
And he paid us with... I think he paid my dad with a vacation
yung
for the whole family.
Kubo over the water.
And you know
and
what?
And you can fish tilapia.
No, not that. Ah, no? Tama ba?
Nayong Kalikasan.
If my siblings are listening, is it Nayong Kalikasan?
That's where I learned how to water ski.
Ikaw na talaga? Sorry! Hopscotch! Italian toys! Okay.
No, that tapos nakakainis dyan. We learned how to water ski, diba? So, syempre, it's like wakeboarding eh. The speedboat would not be moving when you're like, nasa water ka, tapos naka life vest ka, diba? And then it'll start running, and then as it pulls you,
you
go
stand
up onto the water, right? So, while I was there, the guy driving
the boat,
the speedboat, decides to tell me the story na, oh, balita nga may buhaya dito. That there was an escapee buhaya from somebody who used to have it as a pet, but when it got big, released it into Caliraya Lake. Oh, as God. I was like, diba, I was.
That is the worst thing to tell you.
Exactly. I felt like bait. Parang yung the worm on the hook. That's how it felt like.
No, but I remember that it was the only vacation that we took together, and we rode a speedboat, and I was
that's
wow. Kalikasan. It was like, oh my goodness.
To get to the place, you needed to ride a speedboat.
And I was so scared because I put my hand outside of the boat.
Yeah.
And we were told not to do it, but you know kids, they'll do whatever. And I remember putting out my hand, and I felt like a slap.
Yeah.
And I looked behind me, and my parents weren't there.
Yeah.
And I think it was just the water.
It was the water.
But I was scared that it, you know, I got caught doing something I wasn't supposed to do.
See, so you did water ski because you could?
No, not a water. We didn't water ski.
That's one of the few, the only like things you can do there in Nayang Kalikasan is ride a horse.
Yeah.
Or water ski. Or
Wait,
go fishing.
Now I remember.
Or go fishing.
Oh my gosh, now I remember.
What if we ran into each other? We didn't know. Maybe you were like some kid. That was some kid, and like we were like, bitch. We ran into each other, palano, and we were like, bitch.
I remember. Okay, now I remember.
Diba?
I had this wraparound skirt at the time, and it can be seen in pictures.
Yeah.
But that skirt was always falling off.
You flirt.
I know. And then I remember now when we reached the port.
Yeah.
I get out of the car. You know how you get out of the car and then you just stand?
Yeah.
Take 1 foot out of the car. And when I stood up and I didn't have my skirt. I was just in my panties.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because of my... I'm just starting... It's all coming back
Bata
to me
ka
now.
Bata ka pala. Karengking ka na.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Who? I mean, what if in some weird twist of fate?
No, cannot be. I'm younger than you.
Bakit? Bawal?
Yeah, I was younger than you.
I know, but you know, what if?
Okay, I was probably 7.
Oh.
Or 8 when we went.
Oh, we're 6 years apart.
Oh.
So what if I was a teenager?
Did you go there as a teenager?
I don't know. Maybe. How do you know that we didn't run into each other?
Baka ikaw yung nakita ko. Tapos sabi ko, te.
Diba?
Te, pahiram naman.
Tapos alam nyo ba, alam mo ba you could like fish for tilapia on the balcony? You could. Kasi diba it was like the front part of the kubo was on the water
I'm
na.
I'm remembering things.
And you could.
I'm remembering things.
Seriously.
Wow.
Diba? It's a trip back in time. Anyway, all right, so there you go. The top 10 children's games moments. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sigilang in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top 10 children's games moments. Alright, what were your stories about you playing those traditional children's games?
And this is different from the games like your PlayStation.
No, not those.
No, we want like the real traditional games that gets you running, hiding out there with other friends.
Exactly. Okay, so let's do the top 10 children's games moments. Let's start off with Jane Rush. Jane Rush was saying, yung tinda-tindahan, tapos ang pera, pag bills, balat ng candy. Depende sa color. Then ang coin stansan.
Ang galing!
So, depende sa balat.
So creative. Yeah,
depende din sa wrapper. That's the amount.
Do you remember the candy sugus?
Yes, I love that.
Because remember they had a pink for strawberry.
Yeah.
That's your 50 pesos. The orange is 20.
Yeah.
It's orange, right?
I remember
I think they had
sugus.
Green.
Yeah.
Green was 5 pesos.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 pesos, the 2 peso bill was blue.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's never my favorite lips.
Me too.
Kasi ang pula ng tongue mo.
You know what's so gross? We would share it in school.
You.
Yeah, me and my friend.
Germs.
She'd eat it first, and then after halfway through, she'll rub it on her lips.
Yeah.
And then we'll just rinse it, run it through the faucet,
yeah.
And then I'll eat it. And then
ikaw naman yung mag-red yung lips. Pero the way you turned your lips red, parang you looked sick. You don't look like hindi yung red na parang healthy, parang medyo purplish na.
Pero ang sarap ng lips, ha?
Ang sarap. And remember Jojo?
Yes, I remember Jojo.
Oh my gosh. I love the Jojo candy. Di ba ganun din yun? Parang there's pink and there's yellow and there's...
But it doesn't color your lips.
It doesn't color your lips. And it's chewy.
It's like chewy, yeah. Chewy.
It's like sugo.
Chewy candy, yeah.
And also...
They tried to redo the sugus, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I don't know.
And Cristiano Ronaldo says, yung... Alam mo na maglalaro kayo ng longest line na game.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is, nagbaong ka ng sinulid sa bulsa mo. Ang daya.
Talo kayong lahat. You know, I was just checking Twitter.
Talo kayo.
And everyone was like, wow, nakakahiya naman lahat ng childhood natin kay Chico. Because of all the things that you're...
What? Eh, kasi nga eh. I mean...
You're such a princess.
No, I'm not.
No, it's you that, are. You
well,
really are.
What can I do? We used to travel a lot.
Uh-oh. What can I do? I was born rich.
Sabi ko nga eh, why do I have to travel? Can't we have just like some summers that I just stay in the castle? Can't I just stay in the castle and like, you know, hang around?
Hang around in the castle?
Yeah. Why do we always have to go other places? Diba? And, pero honestly, I loved it when we visited castles.
Kasi wala lang, parang... Ikaw na talaga?
No, kasi sometimes when you go to Europe, it's mostly castles.
I saw a castle when I was 27 years old. I saw my first castle at 27.
Talaga?
Yeah. And you were how old?
I don't know. Grade school. High school. Hindi, kasi pag Europe, it's always castles. Kumbaga, like in Asia. If you go to Asia,
temples.
A lot of it is temples.
Yeah.
In Europe, it's really castles. And sometimes, like, at the time, I remember, once you've seen one, parang medyo you've seen them all. So you'd go to the really famous, like, let's say Austria, Schönbrunn. Mm-hmm. Schönbrunn Castle. And then, basta the major ones. And after a while, you're like, syempre sa una, parang wow. Like, okay, diba, castles usually, like, there's this corridor, tapos each, ano, corridor leads you to one like chamber or room or whatever, and then usually you're walking on a floor that's above the actual floor to protect the actual floors. But the room that you don't walk in, you see the actual floors, and you know, I don't know, I had goosebumps as a kid, and I was like, these were the actual floors
that kings and queens
used to walk on, and I was like. Goosebumps.
Well, you're a drama queen. So, you know. I remember the first castle I saw was the inspiration for Disney. Okay, that the real castle that they tried to mimic was...
The Sleeping Beauty castle.
Yeah, was Neuschwanstein.
Yeah.
In Germany. And it really wasn't nice. I mean... You know where castles are situated? They're always, like, isolated.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's in the city. Mm-hmm. And I remember...
Nasabayan.
Nasabayan.
Sa yung castle, nasabayan.
Nasabayan. Oh. And then I remember, so we went inside this... There's a moat.
Yeah.
There's a moat, and then you cross over the moat, and then you go inside the castle proper, and then you see all those armors lined up. And you have to put your feet in these, parang, you know, parang Scotch-Brite na malaki.
Yeah.
Like chinelas.
Yeah.
So that every visitor, every tourist is cleaning the castle as they're walking around. I thought that was like, wow, genius.
And of course, we would always be with a big Filipino group, yung mga package tour nila. So every time we'd go, sasabihin ng tour guide namin, and next up, we'll go to blah, blah, blah castle. Tapos nakakatawa talaga, the matatandang Pinoy. They'd be like, Kessel, Kessel, always Kessel. And we would be like, mortified. Because they're so proud of their castles, di ba?
Right, right.
Tapos talaga, yung mga pagod ng maglakad sa castle. Kessel, Kessel, always Kessel.
Talagang you know na Pinoy yun, eh, no?
Di ba? And it's so funny. Tapos nakakatawa, we had this, oh my gosh, should I even tell this? Oh, sige, okay lang. There's this... old Filipina that we were on a tour with.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you're in like inland Europe, it's by bus. You don't take the plane.
Right.
You really go from like France to Germany to and
train,
all
and
on
bus.
Bus. On a bus. Meron siyang baon na lata ng fita. Para during the trip pag nawiwiwi siya. May maririnig ka na lang natunog ng parang liquid that's hitting a tin can.
That's,
And you're like, oh my gosh, umiihi na naman si Mrs. Blank. Nandun siya sa likod ng bus. Like, sometimes in the middle of the night, bilang may nadinibig ka. Nasa lata ng feet.
How would she clean that?
I don't want to know. Siguro pag tumigil kami in one, I don't know, place, she'd like rinse it or
but
something.
But that's the nice thing about traveling in those first world countries. There's always a restroom.
It's true though.
And wherever you go, there's always a call box.
Yeah.
That's why they're never afraid to travel around their countries.
And they're not afraid of like getting a flat tire or something.
Mm.
Kesel, kesel. Always kesel. Okay, and Jules. I used to stash my texts in the pigeon house on the roof just to hide it from my father.
And the dad didn't like it.
The dad didn't like it.
I remember my brother would come home with... Okay, so he'd have probably an inch and a half of rubber bands on his wrist. By the time he gets home, it's like his whole forearm.
Whole arm. Mm. Yeah. And that was like currency for kids.
Yeah. And what we would used to do was, after he would come home, we'd bind them and braid them.
Yeah.
So that it's one long...
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anto says, yung kalaro mo may bagong kotseng laruan, tapos para hindi ka mainggit, gagawan ka ng tatay mo ng kotseng lata.
Aww.
It's not as good, but at least like you have a car.
No, but at the time, you probably hated it. But as you got older and you understand
you'd
what your dad...
appreciate it, yeah.
Naiiyak ako!
I know it.
Oh my gosh, nakakahiya. May tao dito.
Diba? Oh na parang he can't afford to buy you a new car, like a toy car. So he'd make you one.
Oh my gosh.
Diba?
Tapos nagagalit ko pa sa daddy mo, hindi mo alam, wala naman siya pera.
Tapos his heart is bleeding.
Kawawa naman.
And then,
this is pathetic.
Kylie Gayahan mo says, yung pag may maghahabulan, yung maghahabulan kami, ako lagi ang taya. Eh, hindi ko talaga sila mahabol. So yung mga mababait, ginagawa na lang, nagpapataya.
Yeah. I was like that because I was the smallest in the group.
Yeah.
They would let me just, you know, tag them.
Ako rin, hindi ko sila mahabol. Tapos babatuhin na lang nila ako ng bato.
What?
Kawawa naman.
They did? No,
I'm just exaggerating.
It's crazy.
And Sunaku Chan says, ano, later na yan. Ray Richard says, yung sigaw ka lang sigaw ng, na, arisipit! Sa game ng Pass the Message, all throughout Ray Richard's youth, ang sinisigaw niya, I receive it! Yung pala, dapat I received it! Akala niya, I receive it. Yung pala, dapat I received it.
Parang di ba yung yung kasi we as kids, we don't understand the words.
Yeah.
So we just do it phonetically as we hear it.
Exactly.
Diba, what was your friend who said that? In the cartoons?
What?
The sucker.
Ah, yung suffering sakakat. Anong suffering sakakat? Yun daw sabi ni Sylvester.
Suffering sakakat. It's succotash.
I exceptionally says, yung pinapasara ng lola ko yung buong eskinita dahil maglalaro kami ng piko.
Whoa.
Well, that's if you're a big time.
Or if your lola is like somebody, you know, feared in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Or ano, yung what do you call that? Yung mga kapitana barangay, ganyan. Or, Sunako Lucky Chan. Yung umiyak yung cousin ko dahil nung nagtagoan kami, tinago ko siya sa loob ng washing machine. Tapos nakalimutan ko siya.
And, you
nandun
know,
siya sa loob.
And I remember those days, washing machines were heavy. They were made of steel, or of metal.
Yes.
Unlike now, it's made of plastic.
Right.
I remember we had a white Westinghouse.
Yeah.
Like a square one with legs.
Yes.
And it had like a huge, like a spinner.
Yeah.
And I remember that it was heavy. We could climb in and stay there because we never used it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my parents always wanted the laundry to be hand washed.
Yeah. Mm. And the bottom half, the entry? That caps off the bottom half
yes.
of the top 10 children's games moment comes from Paul Jeffrey.
Paul Jeffrey says,
yung manghuhuli kami ng tutubi, tapos yung mga girls, papakagat sa nips nila yung tutubi para daw lumaki. I've heard of this.
I missed it. I missed it.
Ikaw kasi hindi ka nagpakagat sa tutubi.
Dapat pala pinakagat.
Apparently. That's how they do it. Papakagat sa tutubi. Ang weird. But I've heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, obviously, it's an urban legend.
But even as kids, see, they know that when you grow up, what you want are big boobs.
Yeah.
See?
diba? Wow.
Okay. I want big boobs.
So, lika, manghuli tayo ng tutubi mamaya. So, the top 10 children's moments, children's games moments, KeenRX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sige.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's just greet the PSGs: Dwayne, Jay, Erwin, Corix, Ivan, Santi, Marek, ODH, Joe, Drix, Dago, and Leia. Good morning. Also to the Runner Rushers. Good morning, Din. Happy birthday to Spike 08.
Hey. Happy birthday.
And also.
And also saying hello to the Bangkok Rushers who are in the booth with us. Wow.
The Bangkok Rushers all the way from, well, duh, Bangkok. No, pero straight from the airport, huh?
Oh, really?
Straight from the airport.
Wow.
Amoy aeroplano pa sila. And they're already here.
Nice.
Thank you. Nice to see you guys. And to Erwin and Tereso and his wife, Silent Rusher friends, good morning from Endibul. So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so let's do the top 10 children's games moments.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with, let's see here. With Caliburn. Meron ka isa kaming kababata. Kasali siya sa lahat ng games namin. Pwera lang sa Chinese garter.
Bakit?
Kasi Chinese siya. May lamang. But it has nothing to do with being Chinese.
I remember we had a classmate who was, you know, she was pretty big and
yeah.
heavy.
Yeah.
And but she was so good at Chinese garter.
Mm. Yeah.
And then and she was so good that she comes to school, you know, underneath her skirt,
yeah.
she's wearing shorts.
Because
she knows she's going to play that day.
Yeah.
And everybody will want her in their team.
Yeah. And Saturagi says, yung pag oras na ng kainan, mm-hmm. pero naglalaro ka pa. Sasabihin sa'yo ng nanay mo, ano, maglalaro ka ba ng sipa o sisipain kita pag hindi ka kumain?
You know, my mom never spoke like that.
Really?
My mom was very gentle.
My mom would say something like this, pero hindi mo si seryosohin.
Right, right.
Yung mga sipain kita, umabot ka ng sambales. Yung mga, ano yan, mga...
Yung...
Dagukan kita, luluwa ka ng palayok. Yung those hyperboles. That
dun ka nagmana.
Yeah, she is. Oh my gosh,
oh my
she is so exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Like yung mga, okay, ano, basta yung something something magpapawis ka ng pako. Mga ganun, or ano yan, babatukan kita, susuka ka ng piano. You don't get scared because obviously it's a.
Although one of the things that I remember my mom doing was when I would ask her to buy me something in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And she said she would say no because the budget is not enough.
Uh-oh.
She would always say, of course, as a kid you'd insist, Mom, please
buy this.
And then she'll say, oh, sige, kunin mo. Pero huhulihin ako ng card. At pag hinuli ako, makukulong ako. Pag nakulong ako, wala mag-aalaga sa inyo. Pag wala mag-aalaga sa inyo, mamamatay ang daddy mo. It was like, oh my God!
And all for a toy.
So we're like, okay. So you would have like guilt.
Yeah.
But I swear, the moms...
They're experts.
They're experts.
They are such experts.
So now, I find myself thinking, every time you do something, I have that way of like creating a scenario.
Yeah.
To see if it leads in a good way or in a bad way.
Yeah, because my mom would always say, paminsan-minsan, checkin nyo lang kung baka bungo na ako dito sa kwarto ko. You know, that sort of thing.
Why do moms do that?
They love that. They love laying the guilt trip. And also, Julie Citadel says, we call it the worm race.
The what?
Each worm race.
Worm race.
Obviously, it's not about worms. It's them.
Okay.
Each racer will be wrapped tight with a blanket. And they will squirm their way to the
the
finish line.
I think that's cute.
But that's cute. That's actually cute. And
you know what most moms would be angry about?
Yeah.
Because it's a race, right? And the towels are one of the hardest things to wash. Ang dumi.
Ang dumi nun, diba?
Pero sige lang.
Sige lang.
Sige lang.
Yeah, just keep playing. You know, let
Chaka, aren't kids so creative? That's
yeah.
a very creative
Super.
Game.
Super. And also Mm-mm. Poy David says, yung sa sobrang laro nyo, pag uhaw na kayo, pero ayaw niyong tigil yung laro, ayaw niyong pumasok sa loob ng
bahay to get,
a drink of water, yung iinom na lang kayo sa hose na ginagamit ng maid sa pandilig ng halaman.
Well, back then, you could.
You could.
Because the water was cleaner.
I don't recommend that now.
No.
Yeah. But especially, I must say.
Especially if you have a tank.
Yeah.
Because that water is meant for washing, but not for drinking.
And when you store it, it's not as fresh as...
Yeah. Check out what I know is there are dregs in the bottom of the tank.
Oof. My mom calls it lek-lek.
Lek-lek.
Yeah, she calls it lek-lek.
Lek-lek mo.
Even the, ano, like, let's say yung sa tsa. Diba there's always like
the
sediments?
Dregs. The dregs.
Yeah, she calls it lek-lek. Like my sister one time, because she's always had asthma. And one of the parang urban legend was that you fry butike.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
And then
yeah.
Pag yung medyo sunog-sunog na siya, you make it like into tea.
Yeah.
So my sister, against her will, drank the butiki tea.
Oh
my and then gosh. There's some like sediments at the bottom, and my mom was like, "Inumin mo yung lek-lek, inumin mo yung lek-lek." And for that, and like now we say lek-lek pag yung kunyari yung ang palpak mo.
Lek-lek mo.
Yeah, until now. Just in our family, we say, napaka lek-lek mo talaga. Kasi nga, that's what my mom used to call the butiki. And, Jubeth Leasing says, yung barilan, pero ang gamit niyong bala, bunga ng aratilis. But can you imagine how dirty your clothes would be with all the red
pero ang saya kasi nun eh.
Yeah.
Just let them play. Sige lang.
Sige lang.
I just remembered a chant we had. Did you ever hear the chant like, may hika ang bata, painumin ng kumukulong mantika. Tanggal ang hika, patay ang bata.
What's that?
We used to say that. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
See, when we were young. And we would say it all the time. Mahika ang bata, painumin ng kumukulong mantika.
Ako yan.
Patay ang, tanggal ang hika, patay ang bata.
Painumin ng kumukulong mantika, tawagin ang bahay bata. Bahay bata. Mali.
Hello, uterus? May re-report lang ako.
Bantay bata pala.
Bahay bata.
Painumin ang kumukulong mantika, tawagan ang bantay bata. Mali, no? Hello, matris. The Dazara says, sa Chinese garter, pag di mo naabot sa jump, huwag kang nababahala kasi andyan naman ang cartwheel. That's what they do. They cartwheel.
I forget.
Para yung legs mo yung gaganon sa Chinese
I forget
garter.
What they call it there. May nanay, diba? May nanay in Piko or in Chinese garter. They're the ones who are good. And then isa-save ka nung nanay mo.
Ah, if you can.
Yeah, siya yung... parang siya yung titira for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Yum Yum Duck says...
Kayo ang babastos talaga, ha? Grabe itong mga Bangkok rushers na to. Narinig lang yung tira. Grabe. Grabe, they're so green.
Grabe. Yan ba ginagawa ng Bangkok sa mga...
Hindi. Yan ang ginagawa ng podcast sa'yo.
Aya says... No. Yum Yum Duck. Yung maliligo kayo sa ulan, tapos unahan kayo sa alulod ng bahay kasi malakas ang buhos ng tubig doon.
Right.
It's not droplets. It's a gush.
Of course, it's dirty.
Sa alulod.
It's dirty.
Oh, they wait for it to flush the initial, to get all the
dirt. And daming pupo ng cats.
I know, but let it flow first.
Yeah, dirt, leaves.
Leaves, ganyan. Pero pag matagal na, malinis na yun. Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, at the top, children's games moment comes from Aya.
Aya says,
after mag-floor wax ni Mama, magsusuot kami ng medyas, tapos magpapadulas kami sa sahig na kunyari nag-ice skating kami.
Ang galing!
Kasi madulas yun,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah, madulas.
At that time.
Kasi wow, pwede commercial, ah.
I know.
But do people still wax their floors? I don't think so.
I think they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so the top 10 children's games moments. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #SigeLang.
This is RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. Final top 10 for today. The top 10 children's games moments. Here we go. Let's start off with ito, Totoy pula. Ito, bumibingo tong si Totoy.
Why?
Habang naglalaro si Chico nung bata siya, hindi siya makalaro ng maayos kasi kabado siya na baka may dumaan na dinosaur. That there were dinosaurs when I was young.
Ay. Oh, eh.
And then also, Mrs. Bond says, yung ang hilig-hilig magkwentuhan ng horror tapos walang makauwi sa takot.
Right, they're too scared.
I remember that. Oh my gosh. Jerko says, yung papasok ka lang ng bahay para mag-water break tapos laro na naman all day.
Yeah. That's
actually,
so much fun.
Water break and bathroom break.
Yeah.
Diba?
Tapos konting pahid ng bawis.
Exactly. Or change shirt.
Change shirt.
And then also... And also, Pink Heel says, yung pagalingan kayo sa pagtahe ng Chinese jackstones at pagandahan ng tela.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a pillow.
Yeah, not the one with the ball and the jackstones. It's the little pillows na parang may sand sa loob.
Yes.
That's Chinese jackstone. And also, Mackie Chan says, yung naban yung paper plane sa school kasi napupuno yung bubong ng mga building. The lower buildings.
Yeah.
Diba, that's where you fly your paper planes. Monig says, ang tanda ko lang yung hopyang di mabili may amag sa tabi. The one I remember is, ano, yung kubetang babarabara babarabara bulating kikisay. You don't know that song?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's what we used to sing. And
baka na 50s pa yun.
I know. Ganon. Ton Estrada says, yung habang naglalaro kami ng hide and seek, tapos pag ang taya, yung hindi namin gusto, uuwi na kaming lahat ng bahay.
Ang sama.
And he's left looking for people who aren't there.
Hey, but that's like scarring for any kid.
Grabe.
Pero again, kids don't care, no?
I don't think so. Duriana Jones says, yung kahit magalit yung kapitbahay, kasi yung bato ng tirador mo sa bubong nila bumabagsak, basta lang may bayabas kami.
Nice.
You know, some fruits are associated with
childhood.
Bayabas, aratilis, kamyas. I used to eat my lola's kamyas all the time. Pero, di ba yung kamyas, they don't grow on the branches. They're on the actual tree trunk. They're on the nakasabit sila sa trunk. So we would only get the kamyas that's waist up. Kasi waist down, naihihian.
Ng mga aso.
No, even ng tao. Kasi di ba people weave in on trees?
Yeah.
So waist down, you don't get the kamyas from there.
Mm.
Only waist up.
Oo, para sure ka na
para
fresh.
Para safe ka.
Yeah, clean.
And Kuya Kit says, yung sasali ako sa game na for boys lang, tapos pag hindi nila ako sinali, mangangagat ako. That's her like, either you let me join,
or I will bite you.
I will bite.
Yikes.
Rachel says, ito yung remember yung pagbagong floor wax.
Uh-huh.
They wear socks and they do like ice skating.
Right.
This is what we do. Yung imbes na floor wax, pulbos yung lalagay mo sa floor.
Nako!
That's what we used to do.
Pero imagine, the yayas will have to clean that up.
Hello, my mom was livid when she found out that we put powder all over. Oh my gosh. Don Estrada says, yung may game kayo, tapos lahat ng tao na sasali, automatic siya agad ang taya.
Yeah. It has to be.
It's always like that, no?
If you're the new kid.
If you're already playing. Mm. If you're already playing and somebody comes over, automatic, ikaw ang taya.
Well, yeah, because you're disturbing the game.
Right? And the top children's games moment comes from Louis Rapp.
Louis Rapp says,
yung naubos na yung santan nung kapitbahay namin sa kakasipsip namin ng nectar.
Yeah.
And simula nung kinalbo namin yung santan nila, binubuhusan nila ng ihi mula sa arenola yung santan bush.
Oh, that's so bad.
So that no kid would, you know.
Pero kasi, I don't know. I used to do that.
And I used to fantasize na I would find a santan flower
malaki.
Na yung super laki. Na one drop
so
would be like a...
So you wanted a big flower?
Well, yeah. And then parang like a glass full of the nectar.
But I don't think you'd like it if it was
I would probably vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
too
it would be
sweet.
Gross. Yeah. But there you go. And you know, it's really fun. It's really fun when you
kids
look
play.
Back. Yeah, and you let them play.
Yeah, that's how you should be the kind of mom that says yes.
Exactly.
Sige lang, go ahead. You're going to get dirty. You're bound to get dirty while you're playing.
And
you don't
want your fear of dirty clothes to get in the way of your child's development.
Right.
You
want to
be a sige mom.
Yeah.
All right? So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And what?
What about us?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, well, I'll just say this because this is what we used to do. I don't know if this is it's probably not the safest thing, but me and my brothers, whenever there's a big box of whatever, we don't really look for what's inside. We look at the box. And then my brothers once took a balikbayan box, lined it up with pillows all over,
mm-hmm.
and we had a long staircase, like 17 steps.
Yeah.
And we would push each other down.
Oh my gosh, that's so dangerous.
Yep. But none of us ever got hurt, and we were inside with the pillows all over to cushion it should we ever hit something.
Oh, wow.
And then we took turns getting into the box and then being pushed down the stairs. Of course, wag naman sige doon.
No. Hindi sige lang yun.
No, but for some reason, we never got hurt.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Yeah, maybe the angle of the stairs is not too steep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it would just be a smooth slide down.
Kami siguro yung... Because my brother had like pet chickens.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Parang there was this big, parang, I don't know, like room na puro chickens lang outside. Tapos yung habulang bird.
dun nagmula. dun nagmula. Okay.
Hindi. Papakawalan namin.
Dun na yung nag-start.
Papakawalan namin lahat ng manok.
Okay.
Tapos parang, you know, chase the bird. Yun yung ano namin.
Di ba nilalaro pa rin yun?
Tapos hahabulin lang namin. Ganun.
Chase the bird. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we're going to leave you with one more song before we have to go and see you. Hey, the book signing happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It happens at Trinoma.
Trinoma, 11 to 3 p.m., but we will be there at 10 to start registration.
Yes, registration starts at 10 all the way until 3.
Yeah, so join us if you have the books, one or two or both, and just have fun with us tomorrow.
Yes, please. Right. And it will be in National Bookstore.
National Bookstore in Trinoma. We leave you with Bruno Mars's Locked Out of Heaven. CND signing off for this week. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Right.
Have a safe weekend.
Have a happy weekend.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Live Wire. Up next, Pico and Fran.